As executive director of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease, Ken Thorpe preaches prevention. He says ailments like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer account for the majority of the nation's health care spending, but the public doesn't seem to know that.
What we have found is that about 15% of the public understands the magnitude of this issue. Most people place the chronic disease spending burden at the 10, 15, 20% range. Well, it's 75%.
Thorpe says the nation's healthcare system was not designed to treat the chronically ill. He says it was built around a patient from the 1950s, someone who was sick once in a while. The number of people needing care for chronic conditions will undoubtedly rise, he predicts, because of unhealthy young people.
If you want to look at the data that really scares you, look at the disease prevalence of teenagers. They look like the health profile of middle-aged Americans.
In other words, they're showing up in the pediatrician's office with heart disease, high cholesterol, elevated blood pressure, and adult onset diabetes, things Thorpe says pediatricians weren't trained to diagnose and treat. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.